Welcome to the program. He's home, free. Hakeem Alarabi has finally returned to Australia to scenes of elation among supporters and loved ones at Melbourne International Airport. The footballer, whose plight in a Thai prison galvanised fellow footballers, politicians and other famous faces around the world, emerged from the airport arrival gates looking, frankly, unburdened. Bahrain authorities, who were fighting for his extradition, though, are not letting up, and we'll hear a bit more from a fellow Bahraini dissident in a moment. But today, in Melbourne, was for celebration. Let's begin there. Here's Connie Agius.
After 77 days in a Thai prison cell, Hakeem Alarabi is finally free and home in Melbourne.
It's amazing to see all the people here, all the Australia people, all the media, they support me. And I just want to thank the Australian government, Australia people, all the human rights, and thank you. And I will be more strong for this country. And yeah, I will be strong here just for Australia. And Australia, this is my country. This really, I didn't citizenship yet, but my country is Australia. I will be there in Australia, and I love Australia.
Hakeem Alarabi was arrested upon entry into Thailand after his native country Bahrain issued an Interpol red notice. It wanted to extradite him over vandalism charges, but the 25-year-old footballer insists he's innocent and is being persecuted for his political opinion. Bahrain does face strong international criticism over unfair judicial processes and human rights violations. Former Socceroos captain Craig Foster has been fighting for Hakeem Alarabi's freedom.
This is about a young man getting back to his wife. She hasn't seen him for nearly 3 months. He's been locked up in detention, unable to speak to her. This young family has incredible, extraordinary gratitude for what Australia has done for them.
He says a team of people worked on the campaign.
I'm very proud of Australia. I'm very proud today to be Australian. I think what's occurred over the last almost 3 months to fight incredibly hard for not just a young player who virtually no one knew, but a refugee who was under our protection and who we felt that all of us needed to step forward and protect.
Craig Foster says this case has raised questions about the governance of sport.
And there are some people here within Asia and elsewhere who we don't think have acted appropriately. And that's a big issue for us in sport. We think this was very much about the soul of sport, which has been sold. And money has infiltrated the values of both football and other sports. And we think it's time to start to claim that back.
Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says the Australian government worked with the Thai and Bahraini governments to secure Hakeem Alarabi's release.
We welcome the Thai government's decision to allow Mr. Alarabi to return to Australia. And we know that all Australians deeply appreciate the decision, allowing him to return to his wife, his family and friends. I want to commend the Thai government's commitment to due process and to human rights, which has led the government to take this decision. And we know it was not an easy decision. The issue was not of Thailand's making. The circumstances in relation to this matter have been subject to a review.
The case has raised questions over Australia's handling of Interpol red notices. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the Australian Federal Police Commissioner will comment on that in due course.
Connie Agius with that report.